This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Coronavirus cases in Nepal reach 45 with 3 new cases confirmed today. 7 people return home after getting consecutive negative results. Communist Party Chairman Duer urges party's federal parliamentarians to strengthen party unity. And top health officials in United States warn second wave of coronavirus cases could be dangerous. Now the news in detail. With 3 new infections detected today, the total number of people infected by coronavirus has reached 45 in the country, according to the Ministry of Health and Population. During the regular press conference today, the ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikash Debkota said preparations were underway by the ministry to send the 3 infected men found today to Dharan. They were tested positive via the swab test held at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. So far, 40,431 suspected people have been tested for COVID-19 across the country. This includes 9,011 through PCR and 31,420 through rapid diagnostic test method. Of them, tests of 3,736 people were conducted in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 7 individuals have returned home after being cured of coronavirus. Prime Minister and Communist Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said the party's internal unity would further consolidate in days to come. He said this in a statement issued on the Communist Party Establishment Day, which coincides with the birth anniversary of Russian revolutionary and statesman Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov Lenin. In his message on the occasion, the Prime Minister expressed the confidence that this day would inspire the party cadres to further strengthen the internal unity and take the unity process ongoing for the last 2 years to conclusion. Prime Minister Oli reminded that the Communist Party was formed on this day 71 years ago under the leadership of Pushpalal Shrestha. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov Lenin, the historical personality who spearheaded the Russian Revolution, was also born on this very day. Prime Minister Oli said the Soviet Union founded by Lenin 7 decades back had dissolved, but the communist movement of Nepal that developed in the light of Leninist thought had reached the highest seat of power in the 7 decades in Nepal. Prime Minister Oli said the Communist Party had carried forward the great campaign of unity, reconciliation and strong unity by putting a stop to factionalism, division and anarchy that was growing in the party, saying that it was unparalleled achievement for the party to lead the government as the nation's main and decisive force. Communist Chairman and Prime Minister Oli expressed high regard to the founding members as well as the leading thinker on this occasion of the party establishment day. Similarly, Communist Party Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said it is the historic responsibility of the Communist Party to prepare the basis of socialism by respecting the public mandate and aspirations while defeating the reactionary conspiracies. Chairman Dal said this in a statement he issued today on the occasion of the 71st anniversary of the party's establishment, stating that reactionary forces within and outside the party were constantly making efforts to weaken the Communist Party of Nepal. Even after its historic unification, he urged the party leaders and cadres for further bolstering the party unity through the method of exploring truths by facts after open and democratic discussions within the party. Party Chair Dahal also called on the leaders and cadres to comprehend the significance of the party unity and make constructive initiatives and contribution for strengthening the party. Prime Minister and Nepal Communist Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and another chair of the party, Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, are holding discussion with the lawmakers representing the party in the federal parliament on the occasion of the party establishment day. According to Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa, the party chairman duo will sit for discussion with other lawmakers of all the states gradually today and tomorrow. The two chairmen held discussions with the party parliamentarians of Far Western Province and Province No. 2 today. The agendas of the meeting include 2 ordinances issued recently, ongoing lockdown against the COVID-19 pandemic and upcoming portfolios are the agenda of the discussion, and the lawmakers will be made clear about these issues. The party leadership is holding the discussion after they decided to discuss these issues with lawmakers when differing views about the matters were being expressed from within the party. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has held telephone conversation with President of Cyprus Nikos Anastasiades and took note of the condition of the Nepali students and Nepalese working in various businesses in Cyprus. During the conversation, President of Cyprus Nikos assured to ensure that Nepalese living there do not face any trouble. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli thanked the Indian and Chinese governments for providing various medical supplies. The Prime Minister today tweeted to thank both the neighbouring countries. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samjhe prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal said the government was working seriously to control the spread of coronavirus and solve all other health problems. Receiving the personal protective equipment PPE boots provided by Panchakanya Group and Rotary Club Kathmandu at the ministry today. Minister Dhakal said people from all professions could extend help to boost the morale of medical and health professionals. Health supplies sent by the government of Tibetan Autonomous Region of People's Republic of China on April 10 have arrived in Nepal via the Tatopani border checkpoint today. The Tibetan government had provided health supplies worth 83.1 million rupees. Chief at the Tatopani Custom Office, Lal Bahadur Khatri, said the health supplies would reach Kathmandu today itself. The Tibetan government had provided 10,095 mask testing kit and PPE, 1,000 infrared thermometers, 2 PCR testing machines and 50 sets of wet wipes as grant. The Chief of Foreign Affairs Department of Tibetan government had handed over the health supplies to Consul General Govinda Karki. The Minimum Wage Fixation Committee has expressed serious concern over the act of some media houses to not timely provide remuneration and a removal of working journalists and media workers from service. Issuing a press release today, Committee Chair Rajendra Ariel said the journalists and media workers are facing tough times, eking out their livelihood after being denied timely payment and also being removed from service. The government of India has donated 23 tons of medicines to help Nepal's efforts to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The medical aid includes 800,000 dosage of essential medicines. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Sri Vinay Mohan Quatra, on behalf of the government of India, handed over the consignment of medicines to Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal at a function held today. Journalist and novelist Peter J. Karthak died today at the age of 77. He was receiving treatment at Harisiddhi Hospital in Lalitpur for the last 2 weeks. According to family sources, Karthak died at around 5:30 AM today morning of a heart attack. Karthak was taken to the hospital on Tuesday after his health deteriorated. Born in Shillong, India, Karthak completed his studies in Darjeeling. He came to Kathmandu in his early 30s and since then made Nepal his home. His novel Pratek Thau Pratek Manche won the Saja Puraskar in 1978. It was later translated into English as Every Place, Every Person. Karthak had also worked for different English national dailies like Kathmandu Post, The Himalayan Times and Republica. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM News Bulletin. On to some international updates. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has said Spain will slowly ease its nationwide lockdown in the second half of May. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez asked Parliament in Madrid for a third extension to the state of emergency until 9th May. The government has also announced looser restrictions on children, allowing them to leave the house. Spain imposed its lockdown on 14 March with some of the tightest restrictions in Europe. Currently, children are not allowed to go outside for any reason. After mounting criticism, the government announced plans on Tuesday to allow those aged 14 and under out for walks from 26 April. Spain currently has the most confirmed coronavirus infections in Europe. Latest data released on Wednesday show the death toll stands at 21,717, rising by 435 in the past 24 hours, the second consecutive day-on-day rise. The total number of confirmed cases has also risen to 2,839,000. More than 178,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, while some 2.5 million infections have been confirmed in at least 185 countries and territories. More than 690,000 people have recovered to date. The US has seen more than 800,000 cases, the highest in the world. More than 45,000 people have so far died with coronavirus across the world. Across the United States, rather. Top health officials in the United States have warned that a second wave of coronavirus cases in the U.S. could be even worse than the first. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC director, said the danger was higher as a fresh outbreak would likely coincide with the flu season. He said it would put unimaginable strain on the U.S. healthcare system. The U.S. has seen more than 800,000 cases, the highest in the world, with more than 45,000 people dying due to coronavirus. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Thunderstorm accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hail is possible at one or two places of the hilly region and at few places of the eastern Terai region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Coronavirus cases in Nepal reached 45 with 3 new cases confirmed today. 7 people returned home after getting consecutive negative results. Communist Party Chairman Duo urged party's federal parliamentarians to strengthen party unity. And top health officials in US warn second wave of coronavirus cases could be dangerous. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 tomorrow morning. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good night.